Uncle Laser here. America's built on fast cars, fast food, and even faster women. Photo Casino's built in America. You know what they're fast at? Fast cash prize redemption. You see, only Moto is U.S. owned and operated. Moto, it's American made. That's who we are, and that's who we care about. Play for free at Moto.us.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
John Daly here. You know what day it is? Neither do I. I live life daily. That's why I only spend on Moto Casino. Moto's got daily free bonuses, daily tournaments, new slots added daily. And the best part? Guaranteed daily jackpots. You can't beat that. So today's the day you grip it and spin it with me on Moto, America's social casino. Play for free on Moto.us.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Download the Moto Casino app today. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Going to a funeral is rarely ever a fun occasion. Unless, of course, you're in Wisconsin and someone died of old age, then it turns out it's going to be a three-day drinking festival.
It's a party.
Exactly. That's a little different. But if it's an unexpected death or even worse, a murder, it's going to be a very sad and disturbing time. And people are just trying to grieve their loved one. And they don't want drama. Nobody wants drama at a funeral, especially drama that involves someone who's carrying the casket, who had nothing to do with the drama, but ended up being a bystander to being shot and killed as being a pallbearer for the other victim who was shot and killed of gun violence.
Oh, my God. What?
It's a murder and a murder. It's horrible.
I can't wrap my head around this.
And the kicker, the alleged shooter and murderer here of the second murder, not the one of the girl who was in the casket.
Okay.
This is the one who shot one of the pallbearers. He was the funeral home owner.
Oh, shut up.
48 detained on suspicion of fatally shooting a young girl's at a young girl's funeral in Suitland, Maryland. Wilson Chavez, who owns and runs a funeral home on Suitland Road, is alleged to have initiated a violent confrontation during the burial service, leading to the death of a 30-year-old man, Ronald Banks, and wounding of an unidentified woman. The Prince George's County Police Department reported that at approximately 1:20 p.m. on Tuesday, June 6, officers raced to a cemetery located on the 4100 block of Suitland Road, responding to an urgent call about a shooting incident. Upon arrival, the police found Ronald Banks severely wounded from a gunshot. A second victim, a woman, was also discovered with a minor graze wound. Both victims were promptly transported to a nearby medical facility where, tragically, Banks succumbed to his injuries shortly after arrival. From their preliminary investigations, law enforcement officials gathered that the suspected shooter was Chavez. Witnesses recounted that Chavez had approached the victims just as the burial was about to commence. He's going for specific timing here, I guess. Leading to the horrific incident. At the time, Banks was acting as a pallbearer in the funeral. Have you ever carried a casket or been a pallbearer, Stacey?
No, but I imagine they probably 4'9", I don't get asked to do a lot of heavy lifting.
Probably not an option, though. Really came your way at any point in time.
Right.
Let's have Stacey do it. Yeah, she's going to be underneath it, holding it with her head. That's how that's going to work.
You're not wrong. You're not wrong.
They're heavy, even when you have six or eight people holding it. It's something where you don't want one person to fall out of rank here, even if they're just providing minimal strength.
And the casket itself is extremely heavy,
You know,
not even taking into account the person inside.
Yeah.
Those caskets are just, they're like 75, 100 pounds, aren't they?
They are. I mean, I was a pallbearer once for a friend of mine's funeral a while back in Wisconsin. And I'd never been one. I didn't know. Well, actually, I had with my grandfather, but I was surprised. But that was all military people holding that one. So they really kind of help me out. But this one was more like a bunch of like artists and musicians that were the pallbearer for my friend's funeral. And it was heavy because none of us are like super, you know, buff, but we can hold it. But it was much more difficult. But if one person goes out, or say one person gets shot in that process, that could lead to a lot more of a mess of, you know, the casket falling over or something like that. And that, you know, you don't want that. According to the police, both Banks and the female victim were connected with another funeral service firm, one that has had a longstanding business disagreement with Chavez. These details have led investigators to consider a potential motive rooted in this dispute. Witnesses stated that several attendees of the funeral home, or the funeral rather, became noticeably agitated with Chavez's behavior, confronting him regarding his actions. Nonetheless, Chavez was able to flee the scene in his vehicle shortly after the shooting. His run was short-lived, though, as a vigilant officer from the Morningside Police Department spotted him, conducted a traffic stop, and subsequently placed him under arrest. The funeral service where the tragic shooting took place was for a 10-year-old girl, Ariana Davis. As reported by NBC Washington, Davis was shot on Sunday, May 14th, on Hayes Street in New England, and succumbed to the injuries 3 days later. Metropolitan D.C. police are actively investigating the incident and have offered a reward of up to $45,000 for information leading to the arrest and conviction of the suspect or suspects involved in Ariana's death. Chavez currently remains in custody, facing a series of severe charges, including first-degree murder, second-degree murder, attempted first-degree murder, attempted second-degree murder, and other related offenses.
Good Lord.
Like the last person you suspect is going to disrupt the funeral is going to be the actual people who run the funeral home. But if you take a look at this guy, if you see his picture, he's not the type of funeral director that you necessarily picture when you picture a funeral director.
Not the somber looking man in a suit with his hands, you know, clasped like he's praying or anything.
No, like the roughly, you know, 68-year-old man who's running the funeral home and, you know, probably really doesn't want to hurt a fly, but there's something a little creepy about him, but you don't quite know what. But he seems like, you know, it'll be okay. They have Sanka in the back for the coffee, not quite real coffee, but Sanka. And that's, you know, you're like, all right, whatever. He's probably not going to shoot anybody. This is not that guy. This guy looks like he'd shoot somebody. If you look at him and kind of go, not who I think of being a funeral director. The tragedy has taken a severe toll on Davis's family, who were already grappling with the loss of their young child. Davis's mother, Antoinette Belk, expressed her anguish to NBC Washington, saying, "I am so traumatized that this happened at my daughter's burial site. I don't even get to lay her down, even to put her in the ground, and another incident happened. This is so traumatizing to me, my children, my whole family. It's trauma after trauma." As this heartbreaking story unfolds, of course, our thoughts are with that family. This is our society today. This is, we live for trauma. And the scary part is some people really can't function without it. And I'm not saying the mother by any means. I'm saying people who cause trauma are often people who are acting out in ways because that's all they know. It's been their whole life. If you're not causing trauma or arguing or in some sort of negative situation, it's uncomfortable for them. And that's a scary norm to be living by.
It is. And I have you seen the name of this funeral home?
No. What is it?
You're sitting down, aren't you?
I want to Google it as you tell me. What is it?
It is, okay, Wilson Wesley Chavez, or whatever his name is the owner of Compassion and Serenity Funeral Home.
Compassion and Serenity. Oh, God. All right.
No words.
Compassion and Serenity Funeral. How does it look? Let's take a look at the building itself.
So you've got a business dispute with somebody. You don't fucking pull a gun at a funeral and shoot somebody. I mean, that should be funeral home 101, shouldn't it? If you're angry with somebody, you don't create more customers for yourself.
You don't. It's very interesting looking at the pictures on the website because I believe he's in some of them. Chavez.
Yeah, he is.
And here's the slogan on the website. We shall pass this way but once. Therefore, any kindness we can show, let us do it now, for we shall not pass this way again. A lot of kindness showed there that day at
Wow.
Compassion and Serenity Funeral Home. Wow.
Okay, then.
Yes. So, yeah, probably not the place that you're going to want to ever really use their services. Have you ever done, here's a fun one, of have you ever done a live broadcast at a funeral home?
Oh, Tony.
Yes.
You're not kidding.
Not kidding.
I have not. And I can honestly say I probably would turn that down in a heartbeat if that had ever come up.
I was working at a station and we had an AM and an FM. And if you're in Wichita, Kansas, it's called KFDI, big country station in the market, been there forever. There was an AM and an FM. The AM played classic country.
Sure.
The FM played current country. I was on the FM. The AM, most of the staff was, to put it lightly, you're hoping they're going to make it into work that day because they were very old, some of them not in very good health, but they loved what they did and they were really nice guys. But just to be real, they could kick it any day. And some of them did.
Oh, dear.
And as the audience was as well, it was an older targeted demographic of an audience. Just, it is what it is. I'm not trying to be negative. It's just, it is what it is. So, you know, a lot of things when you're targeting that demographic, one of the things you have advertisers for is funeral homes and end of life care and things of that nature. So they had a funeral home that wanted to do a live broadcast. Well, one of the regular people who was going to do it was ill at that moment, but it was still scheduled. So they're like, who can go do this for us? So I was last minute told, you need to go over here to Becker and Burt Funeral Home or whatever the hell it was and do a live. I'm like, what? A funeral home?
How? Because you're supposed to be really upbeat and come on down, stop by, check out. I mean, all of these things. How do you do that?
Well, I'll tell you what. Just like any live broadcast of the 1990s or early 2000s or 80s, you do very simple things. You get a grill, you start grilling up hot dogs, and you have balloons.
Shut up.
And you have like, you know, the flag tape things that flow in the air. Now, I didn't do any of that. That's how it was when I showed up. They were treating it like a car dealership broadcast. Come on down, have lunch with us. And check out our services. It was more so like this is not a call to action type service where it's, let me call now because I have this is very much on a as needed type thing. So not everybody has any use to go to the funeral home at any given point. But what they were doing was offering like a very big discount if you planned and booked ahead through them, almost like a gift certificate, if you will. And this is common. A lot of people do have these things lined up ahead of time. But that's what we were talking about on the air. It's like, hey, what's going on? Like, tell me what are you offering people today? Well, if you come in today, we're going to give you the 2-for-1 deal. This is where you and your partner, once deceased, we're going to give you 50% off. And then you can choose from the elite line of caskets. And it just went on. Come on down. Burgers, balloons for the kids. Johnson and Marfuckle Funeral Home over here on Highway 23. that's kind of how it went. So
I don't think I could have gotten through it with a straight face. And I mean, death is a very real part of life, but this just doesn't feel right.
Mm-hmm. It wasn't right. It wasn't right. But, you know, if you were the first person to come up to us, we were all set to give you a free compact disc, which you could even use. And it was like, you know, just regular CDs, but I thought we should like maybe like find ones that are more appropriate for the occasion. So I grabbed ones that were really kind of downers.
Yeah. Somber.
Somber. Like here's some Enya. You get the Enya CD when you stop by.
Yep.
So there you go. Live broadcast from a funeral home. Bring the kids. Oh, the absurdity of working in broadcast radio for all those years.
Oh, and we've got stories to tell. Goodness. Someday we'll tell them all.
Yeah. Oh, they come out. They certainly come out. If you like the show, you want an ad-free experience, simply sign up to Apple Podcasts. And you can get hooked up with that on all of our podcasts in the True Crime Today family. Start binging away right now on Apple Podcasts. Check that out. Until next time, for Stacey Cole, I'm Tony Bruschi. Stay with us.
Every dating app swipe is another loss. Gym bros, fake CEOs, straight up losers. So now the only app I open is Modo Casino, because at least there I'm surrounded by winners, real winners, thousands of them. While everyone else is in the single swamp, I'm at home relaxing while stacking bonuses, hitting wins, and playing all my favorite Vegas style games. Modo Casino, the only app worth your time.
Modo Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Modo.us for more details. Download the Modo Casino app today. Must be 21 plus.
Modo Casino, America's social casino.
John Daly here. You know what day it is? Neither do I. I live life daily. That's why I only spin on Modo Casino. Modo's got daily free bonuses, daily tournaments, new slots added daily, and the best part, guaranteed daily jackpots. You can't beat that. So today's the day you grip it and spin it with me on Modo, America's social casino. Play for free on Modo.us.
Modo Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Modo.us for more details. Download the Modo Casino app today. Must be 21 plus.
Modo Casino. America's social casino.
Hi, Uncle Laser here. America's built on fast cars, fast food, and even faster women. Photo Casino's built in America. You know what they're fast at? Fast cash prize redemption. You see, only Moto is U.S. owned and operated. Moto, it's American made. That's who we are, and that's who we care about. Play for free at Moto.us.
Moto Casino's the social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino. America's social.
Every dating app swipe is another loss. Gym bros, fake CEOs, straight up losers. So now the only app I open is Modo Casino, because at least there I'm surrounded by winners, real winners, thousands of them. While everyone else is in the single swamp, I'm at home relaxing while stacking bonuses, hitting wins, and playing all my favorite Vegas style games. Modo Casino, the only app worth your time.
Modo Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Modo.us for more details. Download the Modo Casino app today. Must be 21 plus.
Modo Casino. America's social casino.
Hi, Uncle Laser here. America's built on fast cars, fast food, and even faster women. Photo Casino's built in America. You know what they're fast at? Fast cash prize redemption. You see, only Moto is U.S. owned and operated. Moto, it's American made. That's who we are, and that's who we care about. Play for free at Moto.us.
Moto Casino's the social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino. America's social.
Hi, Uncle Laser here. America's built on fast cars, fast food, and even faster women. Photo Casino's built in America. You know what they're fast at? Fast cash prize redemption. You see, only Moto is U.S. owned and operated. Moto, it's American made. That's who we are, and that's who we care about. Play for free at Moto.us.
Moto Casino's the social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino. America's social.
10 hours on my feet, traffic, noise, everybody needing something from me. My head is spinning. I just need the world to stop for 1 second. But then I get home, shoes off, phone out, and I open Modo Casino. Hundreds of slots, classic table games. It's my instant reset. The variety I want in the quiet I need.
Modo Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Modo.us for more details. Download the Modo Casino app today. Must be 21 plus.
Modo Casino. America's social casino.